9 minutes after 6 o'clock, it's where we're at. We tuned into Impact 103, and right now we're talking all things marriage. If you joined us last week, you would know that for the next couple of weeks, the next 7 weeks actually, right now, you'll be in the company of Pastors AJ and Snae Sutton, who are pastors as Doxa Deo. And for these next couple of weeks, on Tuesdays from 6 p.m. till 6:30, they'll be talking all things marriage, the importance of working on our marriage and being able to find common ground as we build from there. And they're back this Tuesday to continue that conversation. Good evening, Pastors AJ and Snae. Good to have you back.
Thanks, Jose. It's good to be back.
Yes, it's great to be with you.
Yeah, again. Super stuff.
Last week we spoke about sort of just an introduction as to the importance of marriage and being intentional with our investment in marriages, and you just mentioned it, finding common ground. I think the question of where do we start, I think that's a good first step, saying that your marriage is going through a tough time, or you feel like emotionally you've lost your spouse, or just to get to a place, have that conversation as to where's the common ground. And something that you agree on, it might be something like, listen, I want to be with you for the rest of my life. Yes, you want to be with me. So let's take it from there. And starting tonight, I think we're going to go practical and hopefully give some tools to our listeners. And that you can hopefully take home and take to your marriages, and that will enhance it.
Yes, last week I just mentioned that there is no such thing as a perfect marriage. Mm-hmm. And to make things practical and to take it home, we need to acknowledge that it's two people with their own personalities and temperaments living in one house and trying to make unity work. And sometimes we want to look for the big things that's wrong in our marriages, but most times we've realized that it's the small things, those small things that creep up on us that you don't see coming. The Word of God says in Song of Solomon 2 verse 15 that it's the small foxes that eats the vineyard. And it's usually those small things that, those small irritations, those things your spouse does or says that that starts something in your heart, and it has the potential to grow into big things. So I think when I say that, I can think of a million things that started very small in our marriage, small things in the way I looked at AJ and thought, this thing that he's saying is a bit strange. And then as time moved on, progressed, it started to become big things in our marriage.
It doesn't take long for you to realize that marriage is an incubator, right? Mm. So, I mean, for maybe someone's there or listening that's single, maybe you're single. And you're thinking, okay, great, marriage, I mean, it's unbelievable. Maybe you're dating. And here's the thing that I found is that with Snae, some of the things that I found cute when we were dating.
Cute, yes.
Yes, cute. I mean, like, oh, look, she has a tendency to lose stuff like keys or cards or what have you. And while we were dating, it was like, oh, it's actually so cute. I mean, she's heading the clouds. I mean, she's and every now and then we're looking for the keys, and it's funny. And a week later, we talk about it and we joke about it.
How I missed meetings because I couldn't find the keys.
It's cute.
Yes, I mean, couldn't pay for the bill.
I mean, it's part of who she is and who God. And when it happens now, I want to lose it. I mean, it's like, look, we're gonna be late. You're always losing stuff. Please, here's a bowl. I've put a bowl, like a key. All she has to do is just hang the keys
and put my wallet in the bowl.
And simple. And that's it. And then the morning comes. I have to go. Where's the keys? Isn't it at the door? No, it's not. And we find it in the fridge or somewhere. I mean, it's and I think all those things, and even like we're talking about it now. I mean, it is funny. It's quirky. It's and it can be whatever. But eventually, it starts becoming an irritation. And if we don't check our hearts And if we don't deal with those things correctly, it can so easily destroy our marriages and or become a catalyst for something much greater in our marriages.
While AJ was speaking, I realized in seasons when my heart is not at a good space or place, it's easier to get irritated with things in our marriage. It's easier to see, look at these small things and to enhance them through a toxic heart, through the way I look at these circumstances or situations. The thing is with the things he just mentioned that was cute, like me losing stuff and now becomes an irritation, that immediately becomes a conflict area. Because when I lose stuff, there's tension because I know I'm going to be in trouble with my husband because he wants me to put stuff in certain places to be more effective. And I think that makes tension between us. That sometimes becomes a conflict area where this irritation, this small thing, has the potential to cause division and cause pain to the unity.
Well, I think this is a place that many people can relate with, definitely. And I mean, you've got a question you want to ask the listeners that may be listening right now.
Yes. So for those of you that's in relationships or in a marriage, what are some of those silly, small stuff that you and your spouse have disagreed upon and it eventually turned into this massive, huge fight? So we would love to hear from you. It's those small stuff that almost tipped the boat.
Those small things. It's the small things, as she said, the little foxes that somehow nearly started a big fight in the house. Let us know. 0712-4111-0713-64-0376. Conversation. If you've just joined, my name is Khosi Dankumisa and I'm joined by Pastor AJ and Sine Sutton from Dr. Deo, and they're talking about marriage, specifically talking about those small things that you and your partner sometimes laugh about, get a little bit frustrated about, and somewhere it becomes a big fight. Those small, silly things that were cute, but now they're not. Send us through a message on the WhatsApp line, 0713640376, the number to use, and we'd love to hear from you because I must start and share my perspective. Well, firstly, Karen sent a message saying for her, it's a partner's yearly renewal of our post box.
I can imagine that.
Yeah. I'm not so great at that, so I can relate to that one. But speaking about me, something that I know my wife is probably shouting amen before she even hears what I'm going to say, it's forgetting the rubbish, forgetting to fix that, forgetting to do that. I forget a lot.
I'm shouting amen with your wife. We had a little incident today where we were gone for the weekend. We ministered in George, had a lovely time, came back. There was no washing powder in the house. So I asked AJ, must I go and get it or will you handle it? And he didn't handle it.
Eventually, I handled it.
3 o'clock in the afternoon. 3 o'clock in the afternoon. But talking about these things, each one of us gets born with, we think we have this right to be right. And we take it into the marriage. I want to be right. I want to do things my way. My way is always the better way. I've said this to AJ many times before. If he does things my way, life would be much easier for him. because my way is the right way. And we all think that way. We all have different ways of doing things, but we tend to think our way is the only way and the right way. And when things happen and these little small things creep up on us, it's normally when we think our way is the only way and the right way that we move into these conflict situations.
Yes, and one of the dangers with that, I think, is when you get to a place where one of you guys feel the other's not respecting you. And now it gets to a place where it gets personal.
Yeah.
Because maybe, I mean, you've told him 1,000 times not to do that, or to please hang up your clothes in a certain way, or no, I want the bedding this way, or what have you. And it every now and then it happens when it doesn't happen like you prefer it to happen.
Yes.
And you get to a place and I don't even know if you love me, because if you can't even do this right, you're not respecting me. And that's how far it escalates. I mean, we've seen it time and time again with couples. that eventually it's not about the toothpaste anymore.
Mm.
Mm.
And now it's a respect / love / creating an environment or thinking that you're better than me. You always know better, and then it turns into that. So one of the things, and I think the one takeaway for tonight, is a principle or a tool, maybe a nugget, that can help couples, that can help us go through that. And that's two things. The it's principle versus preference.
Yeah.
Because the small things become big things when we're so focused on preference. That is how I prefer things to be. That is how I've always done things.
And my way is the right way.
Yes, compared to the principle. Let's use a simple example, which most couples probably can identify with, and that's the toothpaste. Okay, so the preference is please squeeze the toothpaste from the bottom, okay? And all the men says, Amen. Okay, great. Amen. So that's the preference. Why?
Sense.
Because then when we get there, it's just easier.
Mm.
Okay, so that's a preference. But now my wife comes and she either forgets the cap or she presses the toothpaste in the middle, whatever. And now when I get there, it's more difficult. Why? Because she did not do it as I prefer her to do it. Okay, but here's the thing. Principle versus preference says my preference is squeeze the toothpaste from the bottom. The principle is my wife is brushing her teeth.
Mm.
Hallelujah.
And doesn't matter how that happens, as long as that happens. And that's the question. It can go into bigger things in our marriages as to what am I fussy about and what am I difficult about because I just want my preference being done. What am I difficult about because a principle that we have is not? And the thing is, if we focus on preferences, we can so easily be complicated in how we approach our
preferences. Preferences is always linked to a certain amount of control. And when I want to control somebody else, it's always dangerous. I'm not in a marriage. I cannot control my spouse. Principle is something we strive towards. It's something that we're going to always say that it brings common ground. It brings unity. So we always need to look at situations. Is this my preference? Am I trying to control this person? Am I trying to force my right to be right upon this person? Or is this a principle? We are working towards unity, to respect each other, to bring those principles to our marriage.
It's a tough one, and we're curious to hear from you. What do you think about it? Principles versus preferences. Have you been there? Let us know on the WhatsApp line, and we'll continue this conversation after this.
My husband has a really silly thing that he just cannot remember to do it the way I like it. That is grating cheese. When I put cheese inside food, it needs to be grated rough. When I put cheese on sandwiches that we are eating, it needs to be grated with the smaller side. But yes, that's just one thing he cannot get right.
Cannot get right. So clear. And yeah, it's a conversation that's happening right now. We're talking about principle versus preference. And if you're listening in, you join the conversation. That's almost wrapping up, but definitely with some great nuggets.
Yes, so some great nuggets. It's probably the cheesiest voice note that we'll hear tonight. Preference versus principle. And I think the challenge is with regards to our marriages to focus on the principles and not our preferences. But here's the thing. There is something in our marriages that I want to do things the way my wife likes it to do. But it's got nothing to do with me. It's because she likes it that way. and I'm going to do everything in my power to do it. So I'm not going to say, listen, my principle is two sugars in coffee and that's it, take it or leave it. No, but I want to do things the way she prefers it because I want to elevate her and build on our marriage.
And
but,
serve.
But yes, but it's not a selfish thing. So yeah. So maybe tonight you and your spouse want to just have a conversation, or maybe you want to just do some introspection and just think, listen, what are the small things that's preferences for me that preference versus principle, and I think the challenge is with regards to our marriages to focus on the principles and not our preferences. But here's the thing: there is something in our marriages that I want to do things the way my wife likes it to do, but it's got nothing to do with me. It's because she likes it that way. And I'm going to do everything in my power to do it. So I'm not going to say, listen, my principle is two sugars in coffee and that's it, take it or leave it. No, but I want to do things the way she prefers it because I want to elevate her and build on our marriage.
And
but,
serve.
But, yes, but it's not a selfish thing. So
yeah.
So maybe tonight you and your spouse want to just have a conversation, or maybe you want to just do some introspection and just think, listen, what are the small things that's preferences for me that that I focus on and that is disrupting our marriage, and what are the things that I need to switch to the principle and focus on that. So so I just want to pray for us, and and then preference versus principle, let's focus on the
for
principle
this week. Yeah,
yes,
be attentive to what is a principle and what is a preference, and lose your right to be right in your marriage. Serve each other and love each other.
Great stuff. So yes, Father, thank you for marriage. Father, thank you that it's this joyous adventure, Lord, with all its ups and downs and all the small foxes, Father, and thank you that you guide us through this. And as we just seek things and just have a time of introspection, Father, that you will show us what are the small things, the small foxes in our marriages, so that we can switch to the principles and focus on that and slowly but surely build towards a flourishing marriage, and that we won't let the small foxes destroy our marriages. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, make sure that you catch up with this conversation continuing for the next couple of weeks every Tuesday from 6 till 6:30 right here on Impact 103. Pastors AJ and Sinead, thank you so much. Catch you again next week.
We'll see.
Enjoy.